Hello? Hi,
yes.
is this Zico?
Yes.
Hey, Zico, this is Ruben with Underwriting a Bank of Cardiff. We spoke earlier regarding your cash loan that we did for you. I work with Lena here.
Yes, Ruben. Yeah, how are you, Ruben?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
Pretty good.
Great.
Driving to St. Louis.
Okay. I understand that you're wanting to place the first portion of your order. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay, so I had a few questions before I got into the options. So I understand you want to do these doors, these glass doors for about $5,600. You want to do the cooling vendor for $67,000, and then you want to do, let's see, the counters for around $7,000. So I think the total is about $80,718. Is that correct?
Probably you're right, yeah.
Okay. So, and then you're working on the other equipment. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So when do you expect to have those invoices finalized?
I think we're going to close that because they keep asking for those invoices, Ruben. And I need to pay those guys, and let's go close. And I have some equipment. And my restaurant, all equipment, but I have to move from there to the new place.
Oh, so it sounds like this is more of just a technical issue that's probably causing you some frustration. I can help. So is the other equipment their furniture?
It's the furniture, and I got old refrigerators, and it's not, you know, half life, but I think I can hold it for a while.
But so have you already ordered the furniture?
No. I find somebody to use one, and I think it's cheaper. I found it on the website, some closed restaurants.
Oh, okay. Well, we can finance, just so you know. You're approved for additional funding. We finance a lot of used equipment. So if you want to finance used furniture, I usually don't see a big issue on that. We would just need to review the quote, but we're more than happy to take a look at it and tell you what we could do, okay?
Okay, but right now, because I want to open the 18th, at the time, Sunday, we are closing the old place.
Yeah.
The contract is ended, and we move to the new place, so that's why the time is short.
Okay.
So that's why I want to move on and close this invoices,
okay,
pay those guys, and then later, probably pay you couple months, 6 months, paid off, and then I can go for another equipment.
Well, that's not, just so you know, the way that these loans work for the equipment is they're not, you don't have to pay these off to get more loans. We're happy to help you with whatever you need. But let's go over these three invoices. Yeah, you don't have to, like, a lot of people think you have to pay us off and get more, then pay us off and get more. We've actually got you approved for, I think, like another $100,000 besides these invoices. So you don't have to pay this off and to get more. It doesn't work that way. The equipment from Blakely Heating, is that equipment delivered?
Yes. It's in there. We have to, it's
you have to pay them. It's delivered, okay? Gotcha.
Yeah.
How about J&M Custom Cabinets? Is that delivered?
That's coming next week. I think she told me today. It's got to be probably in Tuesday or Wednesday next week, the delivery.
Okay. And how about the doors invoice? Are the doors delivered?
The doors going to be ordered next week as well.
Okay. They're going to be ordered next week or delivered next week?
Delivered next week. But the doors already pay. I told Lena I used my money to pay the doors. The doors paid off. So I have to reimburse that money to me.
Oh, okay. So you have to do a reimbursement. That's usually not...
Right.
When did you pay them?
Probably a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Just so you know, I'm not here to cause any difficulty, it's usually much easier if we pay the vendor, because if we do what's called a reimbursement, so we have a few options. If you want, we can pay the vendor, and they can give you your money back. Is that okay by you, or you definitely just want to be reimbursed? Because if you try to get reimbursed, I'm just telling you, it can add a few extra steps to the transaction.
Okay, because I use a credit card.
Okay.
So then you're okay. You want to call them, you know, it's an option. You can call the door company and see how they're going to do. It's fine with me.
Oh, okay. Well, we can tackle that as we come through it.
Right.
So And did you put that on a personal card or a business card?
Business card.
Oh, okay. So here's what we're going to do. So let's go over some options. So we can do this over, you can do this up to 5 years. How do you have a payment in mind, or how many years you want to do this over?
Well, Ruben, you still made I was thinking that the cost of the interest rate is important.
Okay, so I can go over that. So what you're used to is equal. What you're used to is when you finance money. What you're used to is when you get like when you go buy a car, right? In most financing, the longer you borrow money, the higher the interest rate. A good example is
that's correct.
When you buy a car, if you get a 3-year car loan, even if you pay that car loan off, the stated interest rate will be higher on a 5-year car loan because after 3 years, the car is worth less. It's harder to resell it, and it's more risky. Now, it's actually the same as for a mortgage. If you borrow money over 15 years, not just the how much you pay back, but the actual interest rate is cheaper on a 15-year mortgage than a 30-year because it's less risky. However, however, with business financing, it's not the same. So it's actually the opposite. With business equipment loans and cash loans, the longer you go, the cheaper the cost of the money is. And the reason is defaults. Defaults, I mean not paying. So most people have a better time paying over 5 years simply because they have a slower payment. They don't have as much stress. Whereas when you're doing a 2 or 3 year loan, you have more stress. But I can go over all these options for you. Do you have, for this order, for this, it's about $81,000. Do you have a goal payment in mind or no?
I can do probably, but I let you suggest whatever is the best.
Yeah, just give me some ideas. What kind of payment were you looking to manage for this order? Were you trying to do something in around the like you know the $5,000 mark, something around the $3,000 mark? What were your goals here?
I can do probably $2,000, $2,500.
Okay. So let me give you some advice on what I think the best deal here is for you. Okay. If you're looking for say a payment around $2,000 to $2,500, your probably goal is a 4-year term. If you do a 4-year term, you have a first and last payment due at signing. Your payment will be $2,299.12 per month. If you do a 5-year term, your payment will be $1,895.34. But if you do something like 3 years, your payment's going to be almost $3,000. If you do 3 years, your payment's going to be about $2,990. So probably a 4 or 5 year term is the best way for you based on your goals.
I think I agree with you. Probably 5 years.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to have done. I'm going to have Lena get your documents, request them tomorrow. Your documents will probably be made tomorrow, if not worst case scenario, Monday morning. She'll call you, she'll walk you through completing the documents. You'll complete everything, you'll fax it to us so we can review it, and then you'll send it into the mail to Lena.
Okay.
On Monday, we should be able to do what's called a site visit where we go to your location, we just meet you, take a picture of the equipment. Mm-hmm. Since you want to pay the guys for the coolers, we'll pay them immediately. And then once the other two pieces get delivered next week, we'll pay them when they get in. And then I'll just find out on reimbursing you how that's going to work.
Okay, great. Let's go do that.
Cool. I'll speak to Lena and she'll be in touch with you tomorrow on the process, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. No problem, Ruben.
Talk to you soon. You too. Bye-bye.